You're listening to episode 246 of the FitsPro podcast, and today we are going over one of my favorite topics because I feel like there's so much misinformation out there and misleading information out there when it comes to starting and growing your business. So today we are going over realistic expectations. I believe I came up with 10 of them. In starting and in growing your business, I think the first six are kind of truths about starting your business or how to have realistic expectations in that season. And then the last, whatever, 7 through 10 are more so geared towards once you have started your business and you've established some things, what are some realistic expectations you can have in growing your business? So if that applies to you, if you're a coach in the online health and fitness space, without further ado, let's dive in.
The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro.
If you have not yet checked out my free workshop, it's called Your Biz Your Way. It's an on-demand workshop. You can watch it anytime. The link will be in the show notes. I give you 3 steps to build a profitable online health and fitness business. It is a no BS workshop. You do get upsold to FitsPro Foundations. I'm very transparent about that. And it's the best way to join FitsPro Foundations if you are interested in that at all. If you want a roadmap, if you want some clarity, if you want help putting on the blinders of what you don't need to focus on in the early days of business and what you do need to focus on in the early days of business, I highly suggest FitsPro Foundations. So check out the free workshop. You don't have to join FitsPro, but again, it's the best way. So it's somewhat hard for me to look back and recall my expectations in 2015, like where my mind was really at, what I expected from my online business, aside from kind of having like, hey, if I could just make 30K or 60K from my online side, I would be happy. And of course, then you realize how much more potential there is out there. But beyond that, it's hard for me to put myself back in that headspace. But luckily, I have worked with and witnessed enough biz owners and received enough questions in my question boxes to lay out some clear expectations for starting and growing your biz based on where all of you humans are at. So the first thing is, building a business and especially a personal brand is a self-growth and discovery journey. I need people to expect that, and I wish I could shout that from the mountaintops. My most successful one-on-one business clients, my most successful FitsPros who go through FitsPro Foundations are people who are genuinely curious about themselves, not in a narcissistic way, but they're curious about how they function, how their brain functions, good and unhealthy or unhelpful tendencies that they might have and how those show up in business, the spirals or cycles that you find yourself in often from a behavioral or thought standpoint, principles and values that you operate by, how your creativity manifests itself in your business, and how you learn and how you teach. You know, how you enjoy taking in information might not be how you enjoy teaching information. And so being able to learn all these things and being genuinely curious about how you function as a human being from an emotional health standpoint, from a learning standpoint, from a teaching standpoint, from a managerial standpoint, because you do have to manage yourself, even if you don't want to hire people. One of the expectations I would say that isn't on this list necessarily is it is far more difficult to manage yourself than it is to manage other people. And you might disagree with that, but until you go fully by yourself in your business, you can't tell me otherwise. So it is very difficult to manage yourself for a lot of people. And the more curious about that you can be, I find, the more change and adaptation and growth that takes place. So that is number one, is Just be aware that building a business, and especially, like I said, a personal brand, which most of my Fitzbros are, most of my coaches in my ecosystem are building a personal brand. It is a self-growth and discovery journey. And I hate the phrase lean in, but I want you to lean into that or be prepared to lean into that. If you are going to ignore yourself, the way you function, your tendencies, good and bad, in business, it is going to be a rough ride. Number two is one of my favorite phrases, and I do plan to remake my workshop if I haven't already at this point in 2024. It's going to take longer than you think. I even hate that this is being recorded early. So my current Fitzbro Foundations sales page at the end of 2023 anyway, it says it's a 6-week course. And I don't like that because it's not 6 weeks. It's 6 modules that will take maybe 2 years to fully implement and come back to and repeat and refine. And that is when you will have built a sustainable business. That's what I want to tell people. Every piece of it is going to take longer than you think. Building the audience, feeling confident, making money, building your website, answering emails, setting up automation, systems, etc. It's all going to take longer than you think. And I know that it's going to take longer than you think, unless you are an anomaly, because I have seen hundreds of business professionals go through this process at this point. And it took longer than I thought. And people thought I was going to grow faster than I did. And I'm happy that I didn't, because it takes time to set these things up. There is no fast track. And that's why I say I wanted to make this episode, because I feel like there's so many fast tracks sold, which is a really funny parallel to the health and fitness industry. On the coaching side of things, on the business side of things, people are selling the same shit, the same fast track to success, 6 figures in 90 days, whatever. Is it sustainable? Is it the business model that you want? That's what I want to ask. So have the expectation that it's going to take longer than you think. And from like day-to-day tasks to large milestones that you want to hit. And then if you hit it sooner, great. Number three is you will have a failed launch. No one will sign up. And it will be frustrating, which we will talk about a little bit later, the frustrating piece. Get used to the drawing board and going back to the drawing board, spending a lot of time at the drawing board. The drawing board is your BFF now. You are learning so much. It's rapid fire learning when you're starting out, because you know the least, you have the most to learn. You are getting the most feedback, because ideally you are putting things out at a high frequency. You're selling at a high frequency. These are things I encourage you to do if you are just starting your business. You're learning your messaging, your audience, how to position yourself, what sticks, what doesn't stick. And in that process, in having to go back to the drawing board, I want you to count any and all wins from day one. Any and all wins from day one. This is not an expectation, so that's why it doesn't have a number to it. But if you can count the small wins when you're starting out, then I almost think those small wins in the early days are going to matter more to you than the big wins that come later on. And we'll talk about those later in the episode and why sometimes those don't hit as hard, which is so interesting to me. But in those early days, as much as you can, count every win. If one person does sign up, count it as a win. If it's a quote unquote failed launch, but you had 20 people that went to the sales page, that's a win. So let's look at the sales page. Maybe there was a disconnect. Maybe it was the price. Can you ask your audience? Can you get on Instagram? Can you send an email form and say, hey, I saw that 20 of you were visiting the sales page every day. Can we be frank? Why didn't you join? Was it the price? Was it unclear what you were going to get? Was the result unclear? Like, have these conversations. And the earlier you can learn to have these conversations with your audience, the sooner you're going to build, I think, the audience that you really want. So number three is not to be a Debbie Downer, but in the online space where you see people having 6-figure launches or 5-figure launches and 50 people joined their program, et cetera, there will be a time, and maybe it's your first one, and maybe it's your fourth one, or your 20th, that you will have what feels like a failed launch, or nobody will sign up when you open the doors to one-on-one. And it's okay if that's frustrating. You are passionate about what you do. You're trying to check the boxes. And if nobody bites, that's freaking frustrating. And I want you to expect and be okay with those feelings. Number four is that you need to sell. You'll need to sell. You'll need to get good at selling. You'll need to embrace selling. I want you to embrace the reps of free education and of selling with little success, kind of like no one will join. They're going to do a lot of selling with people not actually clicking the button, enrolling, applying, whatever your business model is. But you will not build a roster. You will not build a full client roster or the confidence I think you're probably looking for by not selling, by not figuring out your messaging, your voice, your delivery, what people want from you. And the good news with this is that you only need a few yeses to believe that you can get more yeses. And just for some perspective here, you ready for this? I made $4,000 my first year of my online business in addition to my in-person training business. So I was training people in person. But my first year of really like actually doing things online and opening up one-on-one and doing 20-day challenges and things like that, I generated $4,000 in the entire year. And I was so excited because I was like, oh yes, there's something here. I made that money, right? Like my offers made that money. My messaging made that money. I made those sales. So that is what I mean by if you can celebrate those small wins in the early days, it's going to pay off later. And if you can be, the earlier you can be okay with getting a lot of no's or hearing crickets when you sell and continuing to sell, the better off you're going to be. Five does not need anything other than to just say what it is. So number five is looking at your numbers cannot start early enough in your business. When you look at your numbers, you learn, hopefully, to be objective and to remove yourself, your worth, your value from these numbers. When we learn to look at our numbers, this is profit and loss, so financial numbers as well as page views. If you have a website or an application or client retention, whatever it is you want to track in your business, track it. When you learn to look at those and remain objective, you can make a lot more calculated decisions in your business that I think serve you much better in the long run. Number six is that you are a noob at biz, not at your profession. Likely, most people that I see, maybe you do have entrepreneurial background, but most people I see are new to building a business, but not new at their profession. So be open to trying a lot of things and learning what works for you and what doesn't from a business standpoint. I really encourage you. I know you want this like specific do as I say roadmap, but that's where I say it's everything takes longer. And that includes the trial and error of different approaches that you take in your business and different approaches that you take with different segments of your business. So don't marry any one approach too early in business. So those are the first six that I would put under starting your business. Those early days where you're really still trying to find your footing from a business standpoint and a brand standpoint in the online space. 7, 8, 9, and 10 are growth related. And we're going to go back to that idea of frustration. So number 7 is under growth because number 7 is expect to get frustrated. Expect to get frustrated with yourself, expect to get frustrated with technology, with a bit of wheel spinning. Like I said, having to go back to that drawing board or over and over and over again, reinvent things, get frustrated with people selling you quick fixes or the industry at large, or with feeling unheard and unseen in your approach, whether that's putting out content and not getting feedback, whether that's just feeling like you're screaming from the rooftops and nobody's hearing you. It could be a lot of different things, but There's a lot of people telling you that you can have freedom and work from anywhere, and it's fantastic. And there, that is a piece of working for yourself. That's very easy to sell. It's not sexy to sell, hey, expect to be frustrated in building your business. But I think you should be. I think you should expect to get frustrated. And in expecting to get frustrated, ideally you learn to be more unbothered by the hiccups that happen, by the lack of feedback, by technology being technology, by having to go back to the drawing board, by repeating the same thing over and over and over again. Hopefully you're able to be less bothered by those things as you grow in your business. Number 8 is super important. I could literally just do a whole podcast on this topic. As you grow, you have more to lose. I think that people, and I could be wrong, I think people want the growth without maybe recognizing what comes with that growth. Money, reputation, brand awareness, standards. As you grow, all of these things increase or solidify, right? And yes, growing is the goal. We love that for you. But bigger months, bigger financial months, let's say, from a revenue standpoint, this is very common, just challenge your mindfuck spiral in limiting beliefs that you have around that. The success that you have in your business might challenge your belief about self-worth and all of it crumbling down and you don't deserve this. And maybe you didn't even know these things existed until you experienced the growth. And then you were like, oh, why am I not elated? Why do I not feel lighter by making all this money? Why do I not feel more secure in making all this money? Very, very interesting things can happen around growth and business and responsibility and finances and all of the things. So just know that, keep in mind that as you grow, you have more to lose. And because of that, you need to be even more grounded in, I don't want to say being okay if you lose all of that, but disconnected from that fact, if that makes sense. So something to be aware of, something that I've had a lot of conversations with other entrepreneurs in the 6 and 7 figure realm who now have employees that depend on them or contractors or just the, again, like the reputation that they've built, the standards that they've built and what comes along with that and upholding that. It can be a lot. Number 9 is that you will hire help in some capacity as you scale. So this is obviously under the growth portion because this is coming from the person who said several times that I would never hire anyone for anything until I reached my actual ceiling and was like, fuck, I cannot grow anymore and do all the day-to-day tasks in my business. I can't work on my business and in my business at the same time. I need an assistant. I have reached my ceiling. I can no longer do and manage both of these things. So hiring someone might manifest in the way of getting coaches. It might manifest in the way of getting a virtual assistant. It might manifest in the way of hiring for creative, you know, task-oriented contractors for specific things. You have options. Just know that in growing, in scaling, you will hire someone for something. There's also other expectations that can come along with that, but perhaps that's for another episode. The last thing I want to say, number 10, is to beware of shiny object syndrome, especially in growth. The idea that more is better will get you. It got me, guilty as charged, caught red-handed. It is very, 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 very easy to want to pivot, add a podcast, add a product, build a funnel, hire for a mastermind, have someone build something out for you, whatever. There's so many things, there's so many directions we can go in business. So I see business as stages. And in the beginning, it can feel so overwhelming because you have all of the options, right? What do I do for my offer? Do I need a website? Do I build an email list? What tech stack do I choose? What am I actually doing with my business? And then once you establish those things, kind of the foundation, Q, Fitzroy Foundations, you then may find yourself in a place kind of feeling that same way again. So maybe you have filled your one-on-one roster and you're like, and now what's my next step? Do I hire coaches to build out my one-on-one? Do I build a membership? Do I join a mastermind? Do I pay for Facebook ads to drive more people to my one-on-one? You're kind of back at that crossroads of endless opportunity and having to make those decisions again. It's this really interesting flow of business that I've witnessed many times. None of the things that I mentioned are bad, but I encourage you to keep it simple and first refine and optimize what is already working or doing the most for your business before adding platforms, offers, paid advertising, etc. Really, really, really fix everything in your business, refine everything in your business, fine-tune everything in your business before you essentially decide how you're going to scale. Beware of shiny object syndrome. It is real. That is all I have for today's episode. Hopefully those expectations were, maybe some of them were known to you. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were completely out of left field and that is not what you were expecting at all. But I hope that today's episode was helpful. Give it 5 stars. Give the show a written review if you can, wherever you listen. It is highly appreciated. And check out my mailing list. Go to anniemiller.co/news. And you can choose from your options there. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you for tuning into the FitzPro Podcast.